as a part of an action step. I want people to go in and make a list every month or 2 months. What's happening to different yields? What are the yields on stocks? And this is called the dividend yield. What is the yield on bonds? And that's how it's actually reproduced in the financial price. It calls the bond yield. It will have a coupon rate, but the bond prices move up and down. I'm sure in another section, John, you're going to have someone else going more into bonds. But the point for here is all asset classes change their relative prices over time. And the smart investor is one who's following, not just from some gut instinct, not just from history, but taking that action step to record, okay, bond yields today are, stock yields are, and then and real estate yields are. But I also want to clarify, when I talk real estate or when I talk stocks, and when, remember, every one of these asset categories can be broken down into many, many different categories. And that it's very, very important, whether you were talking stocks or real estate or bonds, not to lump all of these together. For example, we've been talking about real estate, John, and stocks as if they're two different things. But you can actually hold real estate, shopping centers, apartment complexes, many warehouses, or what are now called self-storage units, any type of office building. You can actually become a part owner of a $50 million building by owning shares in a real estate investment trust. And these are stocks that are traded on the New York Stock Exchange and other stock exchanges. Well, in 2001, you know, everybody said, oh, the stock market's a horrible place to invest, especially after 9/11. It had fallen like 30 or 40%. People were getting out of stocks like crazy. I was writing at that time. In fact, I did write at that time in my book, Value Investing in Real Estate, buy REITs. There was a stock that has moved up, I think has yielded over the last 5 years, appreciation plus income, something in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% a year. So while everybody else was complaining about the stock market being in the pits, the REIT stocks themselves were going up a great deal. And so in that instance, I'm talking about actually real estate and stocks because you combine them with a real estate investment trust. But never view any asset class, stocks, bonds, or real estate, as a single type of investment. Each one of these offers multiple alternatives within that. So as someone to get educated, I really want you to realize when someone says real estate or someone says stocks, that you say, okay, that's all right for a general sweep at the world. But there's always opportunities that lie within various niches, various market segments, within various geographic areas, within different kinds. If, John, you're correct and the media is correct that in certain areas, like we happen to be in Phoenix today and the market here was super inflated the past several years, that foreclosures begin to pick up. Well, then when someone says, oh, the real estate market's in the pits. Well, if someone's working foreclosure, they're saying, I'm in heaven, man. The real estate market is great. So there's always niches. There's always pockets of opportunity in every asset class.
So what you're really giving us here are principles to work with and to educate ourselves from so that we can go into real estate with eyes wide open and understand real estate in the context of the overall investment world.
Exactly, John. Someone might say, and they do say this to me, oh, hey, I've got this. You know, you think this would be a good investment? And I ask, what's the price? What's the income? That's what makes it. Most of our listeners have probably heard of Warren Buffett. He is known as a value investor. And he always says, you know, it's not the company itself, it's the price at which you can buy the company that's most important. And that's the same thing that's true in property. What's the price you're paying relative to what you think the underlying value, the underlying long-term value of that property is?